Separate but equal. We need to talk about that. You had separate public facilities, but not necessarily equal.
Absolutely not.
Even separate but equal payphones. I mean, that's how it got down to.
The first thing, you had separate transportation systems. I mean, first thing they did, they created separate waiting areas, separate places to ride the bus or to ride the train, separate water fountains, separate telephones, as you mentioned before. There's another thing, too, that most people probably don't think about when they think about segregation period. If we went to the store, and, you know, as kids, we were kind of showed these things, how to do it. If we went to the store or went to the grocery store and we got in line to pay for something, if a white person came up to the register, we would have to step back and let them be served first before we could be served. Now, when you see that happen as a kid growing up, you figured, oh, that's just the way things are done. We didn't know it at the time, but those were some of the negative effects of segregation and racism. Something as simple as going to a checkout line, and you were taught to step aside and let the white people be served first.
As you grew older and became, say, a teenager, did you still fight that?
As a teenager, I was living in this house, and I knew down the street there were three shopping centers. Some of them had it on the door, whites only. Living next door to me was a kid named Richard Pierce, on that house right next door to us. He and I were best friends, but his dad worked in the oil fields. And when his dad came home, his mom would come out in the backyard, Richard, your dad's here, and he'd have to hop the fence. But if we went to the shopping center down the street, they had some stores that had whites on it. I knew which stores I could go to and which ones I couldn't.
Was your next-door neighbor white?
Yeah.
And it was all right for him to play with you?
It was all right with him. It wasn't all right with his dad, but it was all right with him.
How did that make you feel? Did it make you rebellious or mad as a teenager? Because now you were beginning to say, hey, this isn't fair.
I knew it wasn't fair. I would often get chased home, and Richard would run. I said, Richard, why are you running? He said, well, they don't like the fact that I'm hanging with you, so they're going to beat me up if they catch me, too. But growing up in Chickasha and before I moved out here, our communities were insulated, so we didn't feel it until we moved out of the neighborhood or into the predominantly white neighborhood. But growing up in schools, I mean, in Chickasha, I had no feeling of racial discrimination because as long as you don't cross the barrier, you don't see it.
And that was the same in Tulsa and Greenwood, as long as they didn't come downtown. So they enjoyed that same kind of living that you did. They even spent differently. Chickasha spent $47 to educate the white students, only $37 to educate the black students.
So, probably less than that. Those are documented figures.